broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service, especially guests. Pleasure to have you here, and Pastor Sundell, it's a pleasure to meet you and your lovely wife, so thank you for being here. And some announcements. We'll be following Divine Service Setting 3, and that begins on page 184. And then the hymns, they're printed in the bulletin. You can use the ribbons to mark these. Our opening hymn is 645, Built on the Rock. The hymn of the day, 918, Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. During distribution, we'll sing 633, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. 524, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. 774, Feed Thy Children, God Most Holy. Closing hymn, 662, Onward Christian Soldiers. Couple other announcements. We do have chairs available for those who are willing to take the risk of sitting on them. There's no guarantee that they'll support you. These are the chairs that we are replacing from downstairs. And they're in the back. You're welcome to take those, the silver ones, if you want. We are also going to we have requests for some chairs without arms. You know, all the new ones we have arms. And so if you want to make a contribution to another chair or two, let Pastor Jones know. And we're going to order just a few more without arms for those who prefer those. Also, we're invited. You are all invited to St. Matthew's. They're having a corn fest and carnival today from 11 to 2. So after Bible study, you could head down to St. Matthew's in Eau Claire. One more announcement. We're going to do some neighborhood visits. I'm going to go out with whomever would be willing to go with me. I would like at least one person who would be my support and to pray, especially when we have opportunities to meet somebody in the neighborhood. Who knows? The Lord knows. We'll go out. We'll give out a brochure and invite them here and see if they have any needs that we might be able to help with, especially prayers that we might be able to offer. So if anybody, just one person or two at a time is all that I am looking for, please sign up on the bulletin board in the back. Oh, one more thing. We have our yellow insert to make it easy to identify when it's time to sing the introit and the gradual. It also includes the readings and the collect of the day, so that's yellow. When we get to that. So let's begin now with our opening hymn.
Built on the rock, the church shall stand, even when steeples are falling. crumbled half spires in every land. Bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and old to rest, but above all the souls distressed, longing for rest everlasting. Surely in temples made with hands, God the Most High is not dwelling. High above earth His temple stands, all earthly temples excelling. Yet He who dwells in heaven above chooses to live with us in love, making our bodies His temple. We are God's.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the intro.
Glory be to God on high, peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Merciful Father, you gave your Son, Jesus, as the heavenly bread of life. Grant us faith to feast on him in your word and sacraments, that we may be nourished into life everlasting, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 16. The whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the land of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." And Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' But they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, 'When he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men.' In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he has also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do, that we may see and believe you? What works do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God Almighty wants the people of Israel to know that He is their God. They're special. They're chosen. He's chosen them specifically to be His people. He's given them promises to their forefathers, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And He's proven Himself worthy of their trust over and over again. He sustained them as His people in Egypt. They were there 400 years, even enslaved, and He preserved them and kept them as His people. He provided for them, blessed them with many families as He was fulfilling that promise to make their great nation, more than the number of the sands on the seashore. And the time had come now for the Lord to reveal Himself in a very powerful and dramatic way, as He's going to now deliver them out of this pagan land. And He wants to show to all the nations, to the people in Egypt, to hard-hearted Pharaoh, and to others, that He in fact is God, and He is the God of these people, the people of Israel. And so He sent the plagues and these signs, and they were afflicting the Egyptians, but not the people of Israel. And then that last plague, where the Lord Himself struck down the firstborn of everybody in Egypt, except His people, whom He had protected by instructing them to take the blood of the Passover lamb, right? He's instituting the Passover because He would pass over, but the firstborn would be killed. And so He's revealing Himself to everybody that He is God, and the God especially of the people of Israel. So on that last night, before delivering them, He's instituting the Passover meal. This is something that they would celebrate every year to recall who He is and who they are for Him, this great deliverance from slavery, from death, so that they would know and remember the Lord is their God. He leads them out by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. They cross the Red Sea on dry ground as He's holding back these waters until Pharaoh and his army come after them, and He lets the water return and destroy them right there. They could see all this devastation and protection, providence for them. So they celebrate. We have in chapter 15, they're singing these songs. They're celebrating, dancing, making music, and words such as, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him." And another verse, "You have led in Your steadfast love the people whom You have redeemed. You have guided them by Your strength to Your holy abode." They're looking to His holy abode, even beyond the promised land of Canaan that He had promised them, that they were returning to. Even beyond that, they would be going to the house of the Lord. They would be His possession. They would serve Him as King forever. Now, as they celebrated, and you see the lyrics in that chapter 15 of Exodus, so it sounds like they knew the Lord was their God. It's like they get it, right? That's what He wants, them to know Him. "I'm your God. You trust Me." And it appears that they did, at least until the next unexpected difficulty. 3 days later, after being delivered in this tremendous, dramatic way, successfully led through the Red Sea, led into the sanctuary of the Sinai to be adopted, to be consecrated by the Lord as His people, their water supply had run out, and so they find some water, but it's bitter. So they grumbled to Moses, and Moses cried out to the Lord. The Lord is merciful in His response. He showed Moses a log. Moses throws it into the water. The water becomes sweet. The Lord, their God, providing for them this essential clean, drinkable water to sustain them. And once again, you would think this would be enough to convince them that he is their God, the Lord. He's taking care of them. But he gives them even more, even at this time. Scripture says, there the Lord made for them a statute and a rule, and there he tested them, saying, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his eyes and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. So not only would he protect them and provide for them, he would also be speaking to them his word, his commandments, his statutes, how to live the right way, along with his promise to be their healer. He wants them to know that he's their God. He's taking care of them. They can trust him always for everything. Well, all this leads up to today's reading, and so from the reading you gather, well, it's still not enough, right? About 3 months after leaving Egypt, the provisions are depleted. They didn't have a lot of time to prepare. This was, you know, quickly going to leave. And so they've run out, and people are getting hungry. They don't know where they're going to get food, and so they grumble. You know, they grumble against Moses and Aaron. Of course, Moses and Aaron say, well, you know, who are we? Basically, when you're grumbling, you're grumbling against God. Well, you know that, right? I mean, how often do you grumble and complain about something, even food or basic necessities, and you're complaining, and it's as if God is not going to take care of you. Well, that's what they're doing. Despite all that God had done, so clearly for the people of Israel, they're not looking to God to provide for them. So they accuse God's representatives, Moses and Aaron, of bringing them into the wilderness to kill them with hunger. So how does God respond? With mercy. The Lord wants the people, his people, Israel, to know that he's their God, and he's revealing the type of God he is. He is a mighty God, a just God. He demonstrated this in destroying hard-hearted Pharaoh and his army. And terror and dread fell upon all the surrounding nations as they heard about this God of Israel. He's also a God of mercy, as he shows his people. Well, and how does the Lord show his chosen people Israel that he's their God? By giving them a promise and provision for daily food. He wants them to know he is their God. And they would know that the Lord was their God when every morning there would be bread from heaven, and every evening there would be quail, meat. All they had to do was collect it one day at a time, day after day. This was their routine. It gave them this daily routines to recognize his providence for them. Every morning, they go out to get the bread. Every evening, they would get the meat. And he gave them the seventh day as a Sabbath. Every sixth day, they would gather twice as much that they could rest on the seventh day. Every week for 40 years, this routine, and it's a good routine. God has established this routine. They could learn to trust the Lord their God. They would need him to survive. They would learn to trust him. He would faithfully provide for their bodily needs. And because the Lord cared for these needs, they would learn to trust him for everything, the greater needs. Israel would wander for 40 years in the wilderness. And in the midst of this wandering, wonder, what is God doing? Where is God? In the midst of that, They had the certainty of him providing for them every morning, every evening. He was with them. He is their God. They can trust him for all things. The Lord is your God, the same Lord. He wants you to know this. He wants you to know that he is your God. He has chosen you. This you know from your baptism. Claimed you there. He sealed you with the Holy Spirit. And there are many who celebrated that event when you entered into his family. You were delivered out of slavery, to sin, out of the clutches of the enemy, the devil. And he guided you safely through the waters of holy baptism to his holy abode. He is your strength. He is your salvation. He has given you his word and his promise for daily provision. He's instructed you to pray. Give us this day our daily bread so that you know that he will give you everything you need for life. Every day to sustain you. This is your routine. These routines are good. Your daily prayers, your morning prayer, your mealtime prayer, your evening prayers, your thanks, acknowledgement to God who's providing for all your needs. And he's reminding you and helping you to trust him for everything. But how do you know? How do you know that the Lord is your God? He provides for everybody, right? Well, you look at the way he cares for you. As you see how he provides for your daily needs, you know that this same God is providing for your greater needs. Jesus Christ is your Lord, the Lord. As we read in the gospel, he explained, he told them exactly who he is. He is the bread of God who comes down from heaven, and he is the one who gives life to the world. He said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Like the Israelites wandering through the wilderness, we live by faith in our Lord day by day. He's delivered us out of the hands of our enemy, and he's promised us eternal life with him in his heaven. And we are wandering through the wilderness of the world. We foolishly grumble. We grumble as if the Lord doesn't know or care or provide for our needs. And our Lord is just. He opposes those who oppose him. He will destroy the hard-hearted, those who do not acknowledge him as God. But our Lord is merciful. He provides for every need of his people, his chosen ones, whom he has saved with the blood of Christ. We can trust him for daily bodily provisions as well as the promise of bringing us safely to his heavenly home. Christ himself has done this and delivered you through his blood on the cross. You learn to trust him in the routines of life, daily looking to him, thanking him, providing for your needs, and regularly coming to the Holy Supper to receive Jesus, the bread of life, as he instituted this meal at that last Passover meal. You know, he's finally fulfilling it on that night that he's betrayed, recalling that night when the angel of death passed over those households, sprinkling the blood of the lamb on the doorposts. He's the fulfillment. He is the Passover lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As he broke the bread, Jesus told the disciples that the bread is his body. Jesus himself is the bread of life, the bread that came down from heaven. He would sustain them with himself. As he offered the cup, he told them that it's his blood, shed for them, for the forgiveness of their sins. And Jesus commanded them, drink of it often in remembrance of him. He wants you to know he is the Lord. He is your God. Jesus gave his body and blood on the cross, and now he distributes it to the people in his church, his holy people, to sustain them. And through this frequent and routine meal, his people can know that he is their God. He is your God. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as together we sing the offertory. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For confidence in the Lord's provision, that we would trust in the promises of God and look to his hand to provide all we need for this life and for the life to come, let us pray to the Lord. For all pastors, that God would remember all who speak his word with compassion, giving them faithfulness and honesty in their teaching, so that his children would be freed from all deceit, speak his truth to one another in love, and grow up in every way into Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For true unity in the faith, for the preservation of pure doctrine, for harmony in our congregation, district, and synod, and for charitable hearts that put the best construction on what we see and hear, let us pray to the Lord. For all Christians, that God would enable us to walk in humility, gentleness, and patience, so that we would bear with one another in love and be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, let us pray to the Lord. For all who serve in public office, that God would keep them honest, fill them with wisdom, and uphold them in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and hospitalized, including Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lois, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, and Jeff, that God would provide doctors and nurses and other medical professionals to care for those in need of health and healing, let us pray to the Lord. For all who approach the altar this day, that God would help us to examine ourselves and come to his table with thankful and contrite hearts to receive the precious body and blood of Christ. For the forgiveness of sins, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, we come as a people tossed to and fro by the manifold changes of this mortal life, Help us to know in you that which is eternal. Give us confidence in the suffering and death of Christ, that we may rejoice that you are with us always and await his joyous appearing with all the saints through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore promising, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me always." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.